Please be seated, won't you? You're going to have to get used to a particular sentence in my sermons for a while, and that is, you know, we saw this when we were in Jerusalem. We were there. We touched this place, or we went in that place, and it was funny, as I read the lessons from Acts this morning, we ventured in several of the places that we hear about for today. In that experience, the scriptures in some way come to life in place in a way for me that hasn't happened before. And so I thought a lot about today's lesson about the eunuch sitting on the side of a road in his chariot, which would be big, hanging out, reading scriptures. Now, think about it for a minute as you go through an airport or a bus station or any other things. You may not realize how many people have their iPads out or their Nooks or whatever, and they're reading scripture. Or they're thinking about God or thinking about other things. Usually they're reading other stuff, but a lot of times you'll find people seeking God in places you wouldn't expect. And Philip comes along and has a conversation with this man. Philip is drawn by the Spirit to go to this place, and they begin to talk, and the eunuch says, I don't understand this, so can you help me out? Can you show me what this is about? And they begin to have a conversation, and he begins to hear stories about Jesus, and he's drawn to this love, this light, this person that he's hearing about. And he's so drawn that he wants to be baptized. Now, there's a part of Scripture that's missing in here. Did you know that? It's the Episcopalian liturgical part. Because you know that Philip said to himself, we don't have a font. I don't have a prayer book with me. It's not a good time. The water's dirty. But the eunuch says, look, there's some water right there. Baptize me. What you've told me is so compelling, and I've been searching. I want to be part of that. I want to be part of God's kingdom. I want to be part of the love that I see in you. I want to join. I want to be. I can't tell you how many times in my ministry I've encountered people who are searching, and when they can find the love that we hear about in 1 John, they jump. They want to be part of it. They'll do what it takes. And I wish we could hear the rest of the story of the eunuch. You know, I wish we could hear more about his life and to know more of what happened and how that moment transformed him. But we don't have it. But we do have our lives and how we have been transformed. In the gospel we have for today, Jesus uses this wonderful image of being part of the vine. That he is the vine and we are the branches, and that our call is being a part of that is to bear much fruit. How many of you have ever been to a vineyard or to a place that grows vines? And if you've ever been around one that's been around for a while, they're amazing plants. New ones aren't so interesting, but the ones who've been around for a while are really cool. We saw a couple that they said were about 1,500 years old while we were in Jerusalem, and they looked like something out of Lord of the Rings. I kept expecting it to grab somebody and just kind of walk away with them. But they're kind of creaky, and there's life and crevice. And I think if you saw it when it wasn't bearing its leaves, you might think it was dead. And yet there was life abundant flowing from it. And I think how many people want to be part of something so big and so real and so alive and so mysterious at the same time. And how we want our lives to bear fruit. We want what we do in our lives to matter, to make a difference. I think that's part of the frustration of people coming out of college now. They want meaning, they want reality, and they have a hard time sometimes finding it. That really, I think, for all of us, we want what we do to matter, to mean something. So think about what Jesus is challenging us to be and to do in the scripture that we hear for today. We have the eunuch who's baptized in a great moment with Philip. We have this image of the vine asking us to bear fruit. And then in 1 John, we hear of what that fruit is to be, and that is to live a life of love, not of hate of brother and sister, but of love of brother and sister, to not have fear, to be willing to live, to be willing to love those who are around us, to care for those. There's so much that we're called to do, to live in that love. And the great thing is that next week, Ben will tell you what that is. But to look in our lives and to find that fruit is sometimes hard. And I think we're challenged because we may not always know exactly what it's supposed to look like. But that's our call, to be alive and to love. I think of all the things that so many of you do. You might be a teacher or a lawyer or a doctor. You might be an electrician, an engineer, a musician, an athlete. You could be any number of things that you have committed yourself to in life, sales, all the kinds of things that you could be doing. And aren't we called to bear fruit in the life that we're given? I think the temptation is to think that the only time that we're really bearing God's fruit is when we do something at church. And this week we're going to have an ordination, and Ben's going to have a bishop, and all the priests of the diocese that make it are going to gather around him, and we're going to set him apart for a particular kind of ministry. And a failure in the church sometimes is that we think that that's the only thing that really counts, is when it happens in the church. But here's the reality. Philip was on the side of the road when he felt the Spirit moving him to talk to the eunuch. Philip was there, and he had the chance to minister in that moment, to share the gifts that he had. And he shared those gifts, and the eunuch was so compelled that he converted and found himself a part of that family. Each of you have that same ministry calling in your place, in the place that you are. You have that chance to share the fruit of the vine, to share the fruit that you are bearing. And so when we gather this week, and when all the community is here and we ordain Ben, we should see that not just about being what Ben is about, but for all of us to be inspired by being part of the priesthood of all the believers. Ben is a symbol of the fruit of lots of people who have cared for him and taught him and mentored him and looked out for him. Sunday school teachers, parents, priests, teachers, professors, friends, all kinds of people who have been a part of Ben's life, and we will set him apart and ask him to lead in the church in some way. But even in that moment, all of us are being challenged, and all of us are being asked to be part of the ministry that God calls us to. So when you go about your week this week, I want you to think about the eunuchs that you might encounter. Those people that are seeking God, that are looking for God in unexpected places and unexpected ways, and be willing to allow yourself to be led into that moment, that you too might be the one to invite another into relationship with God. As you go about your week, think about what it is to love others and to be that sample, that example of love that has no fear, of being willing to take the risk to care for your brother and sister. And be willing to be part of that living vine, that living being that Jesus invites us all to be a part of. And you never know what you might find, or where the conversation might go, or who you might need to baptize. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.